Some people who, and my wife is one of them, get prescriptions and they get what they call Scriptalk, which is basically a little label that you get on your box, and it has, you need a little machine to read it. And now there's an app as well that from my iPhone that would read it. But it was available only in limited areas. For instance, I think you could get it through CVS Caremark, which is an online mail order pharmacy, and maybe a couple others. I think Rite Aid had something very similar. But I like to use a regular old, good old-fashioned walk-in pharmacy, and one right down the street from my house is a CVS. But you could not get any type of talking prescription labels from CVS if you walk over to the counter. What happened eventually was at CVS, and I was definitely open to making their pharmacies more accessible. So they ran a pilot program to get talking prescription bottles. One of the pharmacies that is doing it happens to be the CVS in my neighborhood. A couple of times I went in there and I asked for them. Even though they knew what I was talking about, they really weren't able to do it. And it took a little while to figure out what happened. They developed the machine that would make these labels, and they sent it to the store. And there was only one person who actually knew about it. It happened to be the store manager. And by the time the box got to the store physically, that store manager was transferred to another store. We talked to the pharmacists, and they were very interested in doing this. They didn't, but they knew absolutely nothing about it. So they eventually looked into it, and they found that there was a box in their storeroom that was being, turns out out there was there for a couple months. They didn't even know about it, but they didn't know how to use it. So they had to eventually get someone from CVS Corporate to actually tell them what it is and how to use it and everything like that. Once we got past that kind of bumpy little red tape, had a lot better results. And so the way it works is that in your profile at CVS, there's a little box that the pharmacist will check off, says that you want talking labels, and you need to set this up. But setting up is just really calling the pharmacy or going into the pharmacy and saying, please add me to your talking labels and by profile. And they just literally just check a box, from what I understand. So the way it works is that when you get your prescriptions, they put a little RFID tag on it, and which I'm sure is some sort of form of near field communication. I'm not too sure what the technology behind it is. I actually didn't bother to ask, but maybe I should at some time. And it's about the size of a half dollar coin. You think about that. It's a sticker that they put on it. They could put it on the side, they could put it on the bottom, even on a cap. I'm not too fond of them putting on the cap because caps could get switched around too. But you could feel it. It's raised up enough where you feel where the sticker is. And there's a CVS app. And I think right now the feature is only on the iOS version, but I think it will be coming to Android as well. Open CVS. So the name of the app is, coincidentally, just CVS. So the CVS app has tons of things in it. You could shop from the app. You could look up, prescriptions and medicine and all sorts of stuff. There's lots of stuff in it. But the important part, and we won't go through all of that stuff, but the important part is in the pharmacy section. So you want
tab bar, show card, selected, home, weekly ad, photo, shop free, minute clinic, deals reward, pharmacy. Button.
So it says pharmacy button. I'm going to double tap that.
Manage prescriptions. Back. Button.
Then again, there's lots in pharmacy. We're just going to look for the talking.
Pharmacy. Manage. Refill. Schedule. All pres. View recent. Transfer. Simple dose. Prescription. Prescription. Save. View financial. Pharmacy setting. View family. Automatic. Messaging alert. More setting. Pharmacy tools. Identify. Pills. Link. Drug. Interact. Med. Current. Fill new, Spoken RX, link.
And they call it Spoken RX, and it's towards the bottom. So, I just flipped through it so you can see all the other things in here. But if you're doing this, probably easiest thing is start at the bottom and just swipe to the left so you get the Spoken RX. So they say you could just tap it and put it near the pill bottle. I find that you have to actually get it pretty close. I'm using an iPhone 11 Pro, and I've noticed that the sensor must be close to the top of the phone, because that's where I have the best results. I kind of So I'm going to tap this.
Spoken or ready to scan.
Okay, it says ready to scan.
Hold your device near your prescriptions package. Cancel. Cancel.
So we're going to try it.
Near your prescriptions package.
And you hear the little
prescription
boop?
Information.
That means it found it. And then
CVS. Glip is I've metformin 2.5500 milligrams for Frank Ventura. Directions for use. Take two tablets by mouth too. Two times a day before meals. Scan again. Button. Back to pharmacy. So, link.
Okay, so that's the information it gives you. Now, it doesn't really tell you like the name of the doctor and anything like that. And I think that has to do with the way they programming. They could program different pieces of information in it. But for me, that's all I really wanted. So
scan again.
That's probably just me.
Button.
And then if you had another pill bottle, you'd hit the scan again button.
Scan alert. Ready to scan. Ready to scan. And prescription information. Back to pharmacy. Scan again. Take two tablets. Direct glip is I spoken or act. I back button.
And
I back button.
I just did
button.
The same pill bottle. Back. So that's it. So that's a basic, easy demonstration. I kind of like the idea that it's on a smartphone. I don't really, never really like the idea of having a separate device. Just one more thing to keep track of. Not all CVSs have it, and even some of the ones that have it don't know that they have it. So you definitely will have to do a little bit of self-advocacy if you want to make use of this.
Say, can you refill it in that app too?
Yeah, there's a section in pharmacy where you can say refill an app, your prescription, yeah.
Is all that accessible?
Yeah, the entire app is accessible.
A question, is it the camera? Are you scanning something with the camera?
No. Okay. So this
it's not like a QR code or barcode.
No, it's nothing visual. It's actually using what they call near-field communication, which is kind of just where, it's not visual. So, yeah.
Interesting. But that means you have to have a relatively recent iPhone. I'm still back on the original SE, which I don't think has that capability.
No, the original SE, I don't think has. I think an 8 or later, and someone could correct me about that. That's where I'm kind of thinking.
It may even be 7 or above, but it's definitely at least, if not 7, it's definitely 8. And it's the front of the phone that
has the sensor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on my 11 Pro, it's the front, but it's way at the top. So you
yes.
Yeah. I don't know if that's consistent across all models. That may be different, but
You do need an iPhone 7 or higher to work. For anybody who uses the Script Talks from Envision America, we had tried just to see if, the app would work with that, even though it's a different label set, and it doesn't, just in case someone's curious. There is a little bit different in the size of the labels, the RFI labels. They're pretty much similar, so if anyone's used those in the past, it's pretty much the same kind of mechanism. I have the app too on my phone, but I scanned one of Frank's bottles and it worked on my phone. So your phone doesn't have to be registered to the account of the actual labels.
For the new CVS app, Nina?
Yeah.
What's the name of it again?
It's called
Frank?
Spoken RX.
Now, Spoken RX, okay.
Within 12 months of the beginning of the program, it'll be done with the testing, the pilot phase. And within 18 months, supposedly all their stores are supposed to have it.
Is there a box under your profile in the CVS app to select the Spoken RX?
I haven't found that. I had to actually tell them to do it on their end. Yeah.
Okay.
So. The question I had, Frank, is how fast can they generate these labels? I mean,
is interesting. That's a good question, because one time, it was last time that we went there to pick up my meds. It turns out I waited too long and I returned it to stock. So I asked, could you fill it? And while we were waiting, it couldn't have been more than 15, 20 minutes, they refilled the prescription and it had the label on it. So one advice is when you have stuff like Script Talk or the CVS, when you go to your doctor and they ask you about your medications, demo it. Because a lot of times the doctors don't know. And if the doctors don't know, they can't recommend it for their patients. So yeah.
Supposedly, Walgreens has a different type of label as well.
I know Rite Aid does. I don't know if we have any Rite Aids in my area, but in New York, there's quite a few Rite Aids, yeah.